We are learning Masech Lesukah, Daf Chav Zayin on Beis, and we are beginning 11 lines down from Chav Zayin on Beis, the beginning of a line, almost. Tanya. Beginning line says, Kamash Lon, the second word, Tanya. Tanya, Rezo Eimer, Kishem Shein Odom Yoitze Yidei Chavosa B'yom Tavarishin Shel Chag B'lova Shechaveroi. Just like a person is not Yoitze the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, of taking a lulav and esrig with his friend's lulav, He has to be his. Even borrowed doesn't work. The same way that doesn't work. We darshan that take for yourself lachem mishalachem has to be yours. Kach zok to Rabbi Yezer, the same halacha is true. Ain adam yoytze dechavas b'sukkas shachaveroi. You can't. You know, you have a friend who has a sukkah, and he went to Florida, and you want to sit in his sukkah. You're not yoytze in his sukkah. Why? Dechsiv. Chag HaSukkah is tasa l'cha shivas yom shalacha. It has to be yours. In order to be yitzir a mitzvah HaSukkah, it has to be yours. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. V'chomim August, v'chom v'imrim, af abish omru erod mir shdei chavasai b'yom t'v'rishoin. V'lo v'shachaveroi. Even though we said, everyone agrees, you can't be yitzir a mitzvah of dal v'minim with your friends lulav and esrig. But aval yoytze dechavasa b'sukkasa shachaveroi. You can be yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah with the sukkah of your friend. Dechsev, it says in the pasuk, kola ezrach b'sukkas teishu shavas yomim, kola ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkas. And we darshin, kola ezrach b'Yisrael means all the members of Klal Yisrael yeshu b'sukkas could sit, and sukkas is spelled without the vav, and it sounds like one sukkah. One sukkah, they all can be yitzah, the mitzvah in one sukkah. Whole Kol Yisrael ru'uyim leishem b'sukkah achas. Gans Kol Yisrael can sit in one sukkah. And Rashi explains, even though it turns out that every person won't have worth a shava pruta, still, it's good, he can sit in that sukkah. So you see, it doesn't have to be yours. And the Mechsidach already asked that why does it have to be worth a shava pruta? If you own something less than a shava pruta, it's still called a bailus. So the Mefarshim explained, because since the shutfis and your chalik in this partnership is less than a shava pruta, it's insignificant, it's not considered yours. And therefore, and the puzzle says, Yaitza, kol ezrach b'yisrael yesh v'sukkas. Melame, that teaches us that you don't have to be yours. That's what the Rabbanon hold. So what do Rabbanon do with tasa lecha? It sounds like it's yours. Rabbanon, hay lecha, my darshi bay. What are you darshim with the word lecha? Mebayer le lemut de gezula. It teaches us that you're not yaitza with a stolen sukkah. With a stolen sukkah, you're not yaitza. Aval, sheula, but sheula, borrowed sukkah, that yaitza, ksiv, kola ezrach, my pasuk kola ezrach teaches us, according to Rabbanon, you can sit in a borrowed sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer holds that lecha, darshim, has to be yours, shulcha, and it can't be either borrowed either. Can't be stolen or borrowed. It cannot be a borrowed sukkah. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk kola ezrach? But Rabbi Eliezer, hi kola ezrach, my ovidlei. What do you do with the pasuk of kola ezrach? So the Gemara, the pasuk is kol ezrach, which sounds like everyone's in one sukkah. So Gemara says, no, use it for something else. Meboyelei legerish and esgar ben tayim. What happens if a ger becomes a ger and chalamoid? Is he yoytzeh mitzvah sukkah? Or a katan is gar ben tayim? Or a katan becomes a mitzvah chalamoid? Is he yoytzeh mitzvah sukkah? So really, you say maybe not, because Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that you have to sit in the same sukkah all 7 days. And here he wasn't a bar chiyuva, so he it's not the same. He doesn't have a mitzvah sukkah all 7 days. Kamash lo kol ezrach that he is yoytzeh mitzvah sukkah. Rabbanon obviously don't need his drasha. Rabbanon kibin she'omro oisin sukkah b'chal shamayid. The holy can make a sukkah chalamayid. Obviously, he's not makbid on such a thing of having a sukkah that's not 7 days. They said same sukkah 7 days. Therefore, he does not need his drasha. Rabbanon kibin she'omro oisin sukkah b'chal shamayid. The itzchak roi doesn't need a pasuk. Tana Rabbanon unta nebraisa. Ma'isev Rabbi Eloi. The story with Rabbi Eloi shaholach lahak bo pnei Rabbi Eliezer belud. Rabbi belud. He went to visit his Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer. It's pray Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Balud, Varegal. He went to visit his Rabbi in Lud. Amaloi, so Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eliezer Shita was, you should not leave your home on Yontiv. So Amaloi, Eloi, Einecha Meshav Seh Regal, you're not from the people who keep Yontiv. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Meshabeach Ni Esat Slonim, I praise the lazy people, Shein Yotzim Batei Varegal. They stay in the house the whole Yontiv. The Chesiv Samachta Ato Veisecha. It says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk is not talking about Sukkos Mamash, but it's talking about what we learn now from Maisa Shein. The Pasuk says there, Vesamachta Ato Veisecha, that you and your wife should have simcha with darshan, that on yontiv simcha is with your wife, and therefore you should stay home the entire yontiv. So why are you coming to visit me? You have to stay home the whole yontiv. Break the gemara. Any v'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Menayin Shchayv on the hakav nei Rabbi Regel. Hey, there's a chiyah for someone to go visit his rebbe on yontiv. Shenama, it says in the pasuk. This is by Elisha with the isha Shenama. It says madua atelechas elov hayoyim. that what happened was that Elisha promised him a child, them a child. They had a child, and the child died. And she went. Isha Shanamas now went to run to Elisha to in the land of Yitchias Amesim, and her husband didn't know what happened. So her husband said, "Why are you running to Elisha today? Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbos. Not Shavuot Chodesh, not Shabbos." You see from here that Bechayish and Shabbos Bechayiv to be Mekabel play Rabbi, and of course for Yontav also. So that's what it says in this memra. So how could Rabbi Eliezer tell Rabbi Eloi, what are you doing here? Stay home. There's a chiyuv to call Mak play Rabbi. Well, it says Loikasha. That's true. Both are true. How the Ozav was beyema, how the Ozav was beyema. If you're gonna make it back that day, then you go visit your Rebbe. But to go overnight somewhere, that is not acceptable, according to Rabbi Yezer, because you have to stay home the entire Yontif. We don't pass like this. It's not brought down halacha, this halacha. It's not brought down the halacha, this halacha. That you have to stay in, you have to stay, you can't, you have to stay with your wife the entire Yontif. Therefore, some people, if they go away, they're not Yaitza fear Rabbi Yezer, they're not from the Shaiv Seharegel, but we don't pass like that. Tanur Rabbanan. Maestir Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yezer himself, the Shabbos Begola Elyam, Sakosai Shayechram Berebi Eloy Bekesri. There's one from a story, Rabbi Yezer was in the sukkah of Yechonam Rabbi Eloi. And there was an ask later on, has Hashem's own shita, that he went away in the middle of sukkahs. It also wasn't the same sukkah the whole 7 days. We'll see tomorrow, we'll talk about that. So one of the story of Rabbi Yezer, that he was staying in the Gola Elyon in the sukkah of Yechonam Rabbi Eloi, and it got very hot in the sukkah. The sun came to the sukkah. Amaloi, so they asked Rabbi Yezer, Mao she efrois aleha sadin? Am I allowed to put some kind of covering over the schach so to block the sun? Amaloi, so he didn't want to answer because he didn't hear from his Rebbe anything about this. Therefore, he changed the subject. Amaloi, ein lecha kol shevet v'shev miYisrael shlehemed menor shevet. We know from Yeshua until Shmuel and through Shmuel, the leaders of Klal Yisrael were called shevetim. They were called shevetim, and then afterwards started Shaul Hamelech and David Hamelech came king. So he said a memory. He said every shevet had a shevet. Every shevet, one of the shevetim came out of every shevet. And Rashi's not sure exactly how to figure this out, but he says, somehow we know, Yeshua came from Ephraim, Ehud from Benjamin, Gidon from Menashe, Shimshim from Don, Barak from Naphtali, and Evtzan, that's Bayaz from Yehuda, Eli HaKayin is from Levi, and Tayla is from Yisachar, and Elon HaZbuluni is from Zulun. But he doesn't, that he knows, but he doesn't know where Sneel and Yiftach and Shamgar and Yar and Avdan came from. And he also doesn't know Ruvain, Shimon, and God Osher, if which Shevet came from that Shevet. Malk upon him, that's a Rashi, doesn't know exactly which ones are which. But Rabbi Yezer said, he changed himself, he said, by the way, every Shevet had a Shevet. Then, as it's still sitting there, Giacham Lachatia Sukkah, it got even hotter. It got, half the Sukkah was bathed in sun, it was boiling hot. Amaloi, ma'am shevet with a sadin, can I cover with a sadin? Amaloi, ilicha kol shevet the shevet Yisrael, so yotzeban neviim. Every shevet in Klal Yisrael had neviim, and shevet Yehuda b'yamin had midu malach on pinaviim. Their kings were appointed on pinaviim, because Shmuel appointed Shaul and David. Shaul came from Binyamin, and David and Malach came from Yehuda. So he says that their neviim at least appointed them malachim. The Rishash asked, that's mashmim here, that they're these Shvat didn't have Nevi'im. And the Rishash asked, that's Mevuyim Psukim, that Yehuda did have Nevi'im, Ayin Shom. He blabbed Shvat. Bekitza, he changed the subject again. And now it got even hotter. Gia Chamel Magar Loisav Shor Eliezer. It reached the legs of Eliezer the son. So now you know a monkey business. Yotel Yechanan Sadin. Yechanan took a sheet, Uparaz Shalaya, and he put it over the Shach, and he covered the Sukkah. Hivshav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer turned around. He turned around and he wanted to show that he's not happy about this. He was not maskim. That's why he turned around. V'yotzan, he left. Loy pesha fligu v'dvarim. By the way, the Rebbe didn't answer that because he was trying to drive him crazy. Ela pesha loy omar davos loy sham pi rabbi lo elam. Rebbe Eliezer never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and therefore he didn't want to answer this shayla. So now, ad kana brisa. Now the Gemara is going to explain a few problems that we have as brisa. First of all, hechi avadachi. How could Rabbi Yezah do this? Eat in different sukkah on sukkahs. But Rabbi Yezah, in Yitzim is sukkah, sukkah. You now go from sukkah to sukkah. So how could he be sitting in Yechanan sukkah if he sit in the same sukkah all 7 days? Why is it regular achava? It was different yontif. It wasn't the yontif of sukkahs. It was different yontif. They were sitting out there. Rashi's good at Saras. It was Shavuos. And they were sitting there because of the ear. It was nice ear out there. It was nice, fresh luft out there. That's why it was there. You don't leave his house. You don't leave your house on Yom Tov. So how do you leave his house? Even if it was different Yom Tov, how do you leave his house? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it says you should not leave your house, leave your wife on Yom Tov. So my answer is Shabbos da'al mo'havoy. It was Tama Shabbos. It wasn't even a Yom Tov. It was Tama Shabbos. They were sitting out in the sukkah for frisha luft. And that was the story. And the whole shaila was about putting a sadin on it. It was not a kosher sukkah over here. Not a shaila of a kosher sukkah. And the question was, you let her put a sadin on the sukkah. What was the question? The question was, is it a problem of oil? You're not allowed to make a tent on Shabbos. By putting the sadin on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do that. To put the sadin over here on Yom Tov, the shaila was, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov, is a problem of oil. So Mar's not a kasha. Why didn't he answer the shaila? He himself had a shita about this. Tishlei mididay. The time I went to the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. But kakach aloin. That's something that blocks up the window. This might be a Mishnah. Erev and Mashal is a Mishnah. I think it's a Mishnah in Shabbos. The time kakach aloin. If you have something that's basically like something that fills in the window and now makes the whole wall straight. So you're adding on to the wall. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the only time it's mutter is not a kosher of a tali, only if it's tied and hanging. So it's nicker, it's part of the wall already. When I put it in, it's not going to look like a binyan. So it's not a kosher of a tali, you could close the window with that. If not, you cannot close the window with that. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Either way, you can pike him. Why? Because it's moisif on oil, but arai, only temporary, because I plan on taking this window in and out. But since it's only temporary, it's mutter. Rabbi Eliezer holds a temporary oil is aser. So if a temporary oil is aser, so of course we know the answer is you cannot put the sadin on top of the sukkah. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Why do you have to change your subject? Not answer because he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He himself had the shita about this. And that the Gemara answer is no. The case of Kakachalon is worse. Hasam with the Mavatal. There, when he puts it into the wall, he's Mavatal it for a while, for a certain amount of time. It looks like part of the wall. And therefore it's a problem of Moisef on a binyan. Avahach over here, the sadin, it's very clear that it's not mavatalit here. Because all it is a sheet. It's not part of it. It's clearly I'm doing it just for the sun. Maybe it would not be awesome. And therefore, he didn't want to answer because he didn't hear from his Revi. Akaponim, at the end of the day, what comes out, just to recap, Allah, as we learned in the last half of the Amid, was that Rabbi Eliezer holds that, first of all, you have to stay home the entire Yontif. And if you want to go visit your Revi, you have to come back that day. And we learned early on that the Eliezer holds that you have to sit in the same sukkah all 7 days, and both these halachas you don't pass alike. There's another shaila about putting an oil over your sukkah, and there we do paskin that moisif oil arai is mutter on yontif, and you're allowed to add on to oil on yontif.